Well, Nina Tonga is Curator of Contemporary Art at Te Papa, so I imagine you are working from home today. Nina, kia ora and welcome.
Kia ora, and yes, working from home.
Yes, a frustrating time, but everyone just needs to get on and do the right thing when these things happen. Thank you for being with us, and tell me a bit more about your subject today. Of course, the Dawn Raids, official apology is due at the weekend. What have you been doing in bringing to us the arts role in this story, this piece of our history and of people's lives?
And I think this time in the next 2 weeks, a lot of people have been thinking about the Dawn Raids and how it's affected their family and the legacy. And I'm going to get emotional because it is close to home. And the way that you don't talk about it, or perhaps that these stories stay within tight-knit circles of your family and have endured in your collective memory. And I've been thinking a lot about the role of artists, the role of art in carrying stories or creating what I like to think of vessels that then carry everybody's experiences. They echo each other, they resonate amongst communities because they represent a shared experience or a shared memory. And I wanted to talk this morning about a play reading I went to last week that was put on by Pacific Underground as part of the Kia Mau Festival here in Wellington. And it was a reading that was so significant, I think, for the week that the apology was announced, but also because it was held at dawn. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, it's 6:30 in the morning. Am I going to make it at 6:30? But I figured if I make it to the Anzac Dawn ceremonies, I'm going to make it to this one. And for those that haven't seen the Dawn Raids play, it's Dawn Raids by Oscar Keightley. It was his first solo written play, and it was in terms of the play, it was made in 97 and then was later performed in Christchurch in 98. But it has been a play that has been read countless times. It was in the Auckland Arts Festival this year, and it's in Kia Mau this year. And it made me think about the importance of repeating these stories. And someone described it, I think, as revolutionary acts of aroha. And I love the way they described this play as an act of aroha, because it truly was. To stand there, and we were down at Joyce Quay at 6:30 in the morning, and there was maybe over 50 people there that morning, standing, some sitting, listening to this cast, a generation of Pacific performers. Some were Toi Whakaari students, some were recognised practitioners like Tupe Lualua, who's a senior tutor at Toi Whakaari, and Taofi Nehemiah from Whitireia. And they were reading this play out to all of us. And I know that many of us have read the play before, some of us have seen it, but still we were there, standing together to hear this reading. And the Dawn Raids play tells a story of Sione and his family living through that period, and its insight into the raw and harrowing experience of this family who are trying to stay united during this time, but they are also hiding for Rosa, who is an overstayer, who is the fiance of Sione. The play is so close to home, and it really reflects the research that Oscar Keightley put into the play. He interviewed people, he interviewed a police officer, and was able to see how they were this particular police officer was part of it, part of this particular era, and how conflicted they felt. And you feel that in the play. He's woven that into the characters. But you also have the story of the Polynesian panthers written in there too. He reframes them as the brown panthers. And there is a daughter in the play that I really connect with. Her name is Teresa. She was a university student and a member of the brown panthers. And there's a beautiful intergenerational tension that I think is beautiful, but it's also really hard because it really reflects relationships that I resonate with, the father and the daughter, and how they're coping with what's happening around them. One example from the play where you can see that they're trying to surface the attitudes that came up in this era but also linger today was that Sione, who's the son in this family, plays in a band at the Paradise Honeypot Club, and he pretends his band is from Hawaii and they're called the Noble Hawaiian Sabretooth Tigers. When he is asked by his fiance why he tells people his band is from Hawaii, he admits he can't tell them they're Samoan because everyone hates Samoans. And I think it's this rawness, this kind of truth telling that's coming through the play that moves you. And I remember standing there, the play was so well timed that at the break of dawn, the play reaches its end and we hear the narration of a dawn raid. You hear the dogs, the spotlights coming through the house, smashed glass, you hear people running. And it's this rawness that comes through that I think for all of us, there wasn't a dry eye around me. I think about it and I'm teary. And when I was reflecting on this play, I spoke to my father over the weekend who was an overstayer. And he talked about that time in the morning, the dawn, and what that meant for him and what I know it will mean for a lot of people. And he mentioned that he would spend Sundays with my mother and my brother on Kay Road. There was a Rendles there for those that remember. And that would be their family day. But on Monday morning, he would say goodbye to them and go to work. And when he was saying goodbye, he wasn't sure if he would come home again. And that fear that you may not return, but you go to work anyways, that for me is what the dawn represented. And I think a lot of people that came to this play were thinking about that dawn break. They were thinking about what that meant.
I'm so sorry, Nina, that because of all this breaking news this morning, we're probably not going to have time to do the second part. You've got a Māori moving image at Te Uru Gat Art Gallery. We've got a link on the page to that. I want to finish, if it's okay with you, by talking about what your plans are for the weekend, because I'm just listening to you and you're representing any number of people for whom this matters so much. What are your plans? Did you mention earlier you were hoping to be there?
Yeah, well, my father, I know will be at the apology, but I know that a lot of people will be watching in. I will be trying to live stream. I know there are plans for live stream to happen around this, and the best place to find information is at the Ministry of Pacific Island People's website. But I do think that this is a time, while there's apology and there's action to be followed, there's also small actions that could be perhaps talking to your family members, talking to your colleagues. Perhaps if you don't know about the dawn raids, this might be the opportunity to find out there's some great resources out there. So for me, I'm going to try and be there, if not in person, definitely with my family and around my family, not just on Saturday, but in the weeks to come, so that we can start talking about this experience and what it means, not just for me and my father and my family, but for the generations after me. And I think that's the next big challenge for all of us.
And just listening to you, I'm reminded of the podcast that's on RNZ at the moment as well, which talks to the children of the Dawn Raids era and talks about what has been passed on, I guess, to them through the experience of their parents, or perhaps they were very young at the time. And that's Untold Pacific History on the podcast page as well. Nina, thank you very much. I'm upsetting Dave for many reasons, also with Te Papa closed today. But look, we're all fingers crossed that this won't get any bigger and we can get you back to around those beautiful artefacts. Thank you very much for spending time with us today. Nina Tonga, our arts commentator.